The Buffalo Bills ended their playoff drought with a 22-16 win over the Miami Dolphins. Commentator Matt Zabuda joins us this morning for a playoff edition of Beyond the Playbook. Matt, what did that win mean to the city and Bills fans everywhere?
Wow. Pop the champagne, throw some confetti, whatever you do to celebrate, because the skies have opened up in the long, gray winter of playoffless football in Buffalo is finally over. It was a beautiful and fitting moment on New Year's Eve nonetheless, as Bills fans were able to celebrate the night away and have a day off on Monday that seemed more appropriate as a holiday to celebrate a Bills victory rather than New Year's Day. Sure, it's just a football game, and they just barely made it in, but if you've heard from people or saw reactions on social media, you could see how the achievement was so much more. In Buffalo, we're a city that's so often braced for the worst, the toughest paths, and bounces not going our way. But on Sunday, if for one day or one week that changed, and what's more, it's a sense of communal hope that it represents just a small way for brighter days ahead. It needed to start with a win. And on Sunday, the future began for Bills fans.
A lot of moving parts had to come together for this to happen, Matt. How did it all play out?
Oh, it was the perfect symphony of highs and lows encapsulated not just by the Bills, but by the Cincinnati Bengals as well. Bills fans everywhere became fierce Bengals fans because even if the Bills took care of business in Miami, it was the Bengals who controlled the Bills' playoff destiny and held the collective hopes and fears of Bills fans everywhere. Despite the close final score for Buffalo, anyone who watched the game saw a Bills team in control from start to almost the finish, as things appeared a little bit interesting in the closing minutes. But once the final whistle blew in Miami, all eyes shifted to the Bengals-Ravens game. And I'm not going to lie, despite an early Bengals lead, I'm sure many Bills fans could just feel that lead in their playoff hopes slipping away with every passing second as the Ravens inched closer to victory and another Buffalo heartbreak. And then it happened. Everything changed. The fortunes of Buffalo and the fan base were reversed in a fashion that we just haven't seen in 17 years. On 4th and 12 at the Baltimore 49-yard line, down by 3 points with 53 seconds left, Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton dropped back to throw. And it's a situation like this that Buffalo sports fans have become so accustomed to. They get so close, but just miss. But not this time. Dalton fired the pass over the middle, and it was caught. Receiver Tyler Boyd splits the seam, breaks a tackle, and in that moment, the Bengals didn't just extend the breathless hopes of Bills fans. In one play, Boyd carried Dalton's pass, and with it, 17 years of Buffalo pain and heartbreak over the goal line, ending the longest playoff drought in professional sports. And in the sweetest thank you by Bills fans, donations of $17 were sent in to Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton's charitable foundation. And according to Dalton last night, he tweeted, quote, "Update 1,600 donors, $37,000. Bills Mafia, we can't thank you enough. This money is going to make a huge impact for seriously ill and physically challenged kids and their families." And at Dalton's last count, a little after 9:30 p.m. last night, donations to his charity hit $57,000 in a 24-hour period. For the $17 donors, it was one charitable dollar for every year of frustration he helped end. A fitting thank you with a meaningful effect for Dalton's single act of sports charity. Well done, Bills fans.
So the Bills finally took that first step. Now that they're in the playoffs, what is next for the Bills and their fans?
Well, they enter uncharted territory, and to be honest, it feels a little bit like they're playing with house money and a team that can often be dangerous as they feel like they've already won and have little to lose. So they head down to Jacksonville to face a former Bills coach and minor villain Doug Marrone, who infamously quit as the Bills coach on New Year's Eve after the Pegulas bought the team. So there's likely to be some bad blood in the air, and we'll dive deeper into the game breakdown on Friday. But overall, Bills fans should enjoy the ride over the next week. No matter what, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm guessing there'll be plenty of Buffalonians down in Florida celebrating. Once the Bills punched their ticket to Jacksonville, fans followed suit, driving the price of tickets up over $200 for the cheapest seat, along with sellouts of most, if not all, Buffalo to Jacksonville flights over the weekend. And I'll be one of those in attendance, covering the action both on and off the field. By the way, if anyone runs into my lovely wife, Sarah, be sure to remind her it's a work trip. But what fun work it'll be.